Hakodesh one is the one that you should write for, because they are going to give money to yeshivas, hopefully, and most notes of Torah for women and the like. Kach Shamati. I don't really know the protein here. You have to ask.
There's a Mizrahi party, which is YU and Landers and OU.
And Masa.
Sure, that's also fine. Don't have to, I don't know, even know how to
Okay,
last day I spoke a little bit about Parsha Zohar. Let me just speak a little bit about Mishloach Manos. The Shulchan Aruch writes here in Tafrei Sadeh Dalet, like Xerox did. Chaya Mishloach V'chaver Shtei Manos Basar Hoshamini Ochlin Shenema Mishloach Manos Nish Re'eyu Shtei Matanos Le'ishecha. So I assume you're aware that Akronim explain that the reason for both of these mitzvahs actually. I assume that since Ari heard, I'm going with Moshe Weiss, so he pointed this out on Moshe Shabbos as well. There's a Bach. And the Bach actually writes La Lacha that both of these mitzvahs are involved in being Marbe Simcha. We're talking about Simcha with the Reim, with your Chaverim. He pointed out on Moshe Weiss, he said when you heard him the other night, that you should try to give even to those that are not Reim, those that are not your friends. That would be Magda Mor Simcha. In terms of the mitzvah, as you know, there's a big machlokes between the Tumas Hadeshen and the Venos Halevi. Venos Halevi is Hashem Halevi Al-Kabis, the author of the Chododi. He wrote a sefer on Megillah Sester, an absolutely fantastic sefer. Okay, you can't learn everything. One day, Halevi, you should deserve to learn that sefer. Really, an absolutely gorgeous sefer. I bought it many years ago because of my father's Zechayim and Brocha, and we learned good parts of the sefer. So he writes over there, and this is Machlok, the Tumas Hadeshen, and the Notes HaLevi. What's the function of Mishloach Manos? Machlok is HaPoskin. Is it primarily to enhance the Suda? For the Rambam, that's what's Masha. Rambam seems to say, you should send, that's what the practice is, you send Shnei Minei Ochlin, Shnei Minei Mashkin, two types of food, two types of drinks, or Min Ochel and Min Mashkin has to be two things, that's what mentioned.
There's a myth that it has to be two different brachas.
One second. This is, by the way, the incorrect statement.
Yeah.
I'll get to it in one second. But I was about to say something else first. Is it to enhance the Suda, or is it to be Marbe Av of the Achor? It's a big Machlokes HaPoskim, the Tumas Hadeshen, and the Menos HaLevi. He's living in the 1500s. Moshe HaLevi Al-Kabes, the author of the Chadodi. Only people know him for the Chadodi and for this Psak. That's all they know about Moshe HaLevi Al-Kabes. So I'm going out here. But okay, what can we do? That's the way it is. There's another famous Gadol, Mr. Brewer quotes. They only know him for one thing. Rav Abba LePesvola. He passed that if you forget a Melech HaKodesh on Shoshana night, you don't have to go back because in the Kachya is a Chodesh Balayla. Oy, Mr. Brewer is Chodesh Kanim. The risk is what they did to him, I can't begin to describe to you. People think he's the only Pesach he ever issued in his life. So I, in my silliness and naivete and foolishness, also thought that way when I went to Mr. Brewer many, many decades ago. And about 25 years ago, Zad Rav Kook published a sefer, Chidush Rabba LePesvola, in Kol HaTorah. I was flipped out. I thought he only delivered one Pesach. I was just joking. But still, you know, that's what people
do. What do the briskers do?
They completely, the Rav said, a whole shiur, 4-hour shiur, against this Pesach. He has it in his family. It's a Vesalevi, it's a Chaim, it's a whole, you know, the briskers are not great. So, it's a difficult Pesach. But he had a reason for it. Because in the Gemara Brach is the end of the fourth parak, that if you miss Yal Deva at night time, you don't say it over, because in the Kachya it's Ha'odik Ba'layla, and he said the same thing applies to Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, and Melech HaKodesh, and it would seem to be a difficult thing. So, Tumas Hadesh and Menos HaLevi, so he wrote the Shlomo HaLevi, Al-Kabis wrote the L'Chadodi, and issued this psak in his Perish and Sefer, that the idea of the Purim Suda is of the Shachmanos, the Harvos. That's all people know about him. So, and let me just get to the issue that you just raised a second ago, and I'll just mention it right now. But the Bach says that both of these issues are designed to be Marbe Simcha, both Matanas Evyonim, as well as Matanas Evyonim has two Matanas to two Evyonim, and I think Rabbi Kunstler told me he's collecting for Matanas Evyonim. And there's a question, which is a famous question that was just raised a second ago over here. What does that mean? People have this mishigas in their head that the two minim have to be two separate brachas. And let me just express my opinion on that matter. How shall we express it? Ein lecha skaldagri gadol mizeh. That's the greatest piece of skaldagri that was ever articulated. There's no mocker for this whatsoever. It was a shachar. I don't know where it came from. I don't know exactly what the people came up with this idea. And by the way, there are even shitas that hold you can be yotzei mishlach manos, two manos from the same min. So you only make one bracha. That's how Zaraya gets this whole skullduggery, this whole piece of skullduggery. Anyway, so there's no such thing. And even according to the Achashulchan, who said Beferesh, you're not yotzei with one min. You have to have two mini ochlim.
What does that mean?
Two mini mashkin. The following. I'll send you a kugel and a piece of cake. I'll send you
an apple and an orange.
Thank you.
Or does it mean two different species?
Two mini mashkin means I'll send you what they had this morning, that orange
juice,
and a bottle of wine. Those are two different types of mashkin, or a min ochel min mashkin. But again, that if I send two pieces from the same min, let's say I send you an entire kugel, but I divide the kugel into two, that's not going to help you.
What about spaghetti and meatballs?
Now, that's the question, what's the status of all these other things? And this is like Ansa Asek. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, if they're eating together.
What's called a separate min?
They're eating together, though.
For example, what about if I send you white wine and red wine? Is that considered to be two separate min and two separate mashkin? Or not? That's the big topic
right now. What about something that would be eaten together?
I'll give you a better example. It's even a better example than this. Some people like the different parts of the chicken. What they call them? The
dark meat and white meat.
Dog meat and the white meat. That could be two separate meat. So he tumbles on this.
Like a breast and a thigh.
Tumbles, exactly. Is that called two manos? Not called two manos. The Pashim Shad, I would say, it is called two manos. And Baharaya, the Raya is, of course, from what we're learning in Hilchos Shabbos. That's called Shnei Minim. And Hilchos Berer and Shin Yud Tes, that's called Shnei Minim. That would be the Chur, Shikur Raya. And this is also considered to be Shnei Minim. That's what I saw, actually. I heard this from Rabbi Asher Feinstein. Where are you, Rabbi Max?
Same
I heard from
Shabbos
Rabbi Asher Feinstein that the Rabbi Sinalba quoted from him that Borea would be the Raya to this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah actually discusses it in Shin Yud Tes. He talks about Basar Tzoli Umabusha. I translate Tzoli.
One is roasted,
one is cooked. He calls it two meat, Gabi Berurah. And Kolshkin, if I have the, what you call the dark part of the chicken, the light part of the chicken, that's two meat, Umabulakim, undoubtedly. And the fact of the matter is that I think that's generally what we assume. And if I have, for example, let's say apple strudel, I don't know, I'm not good at food, it's not my area. I just like to eat it. Anyway, but apple strudel and two different types of cake or two different types of chocolate. I don't know, they're all good. I don't know. Someone showed me in the past, they brought me Swiss chocolate. And then they brought me another piece of chocolate, also Swiss, but it had a different color to it. Like it was a white chocolate, one was a brown chocolate. And Parshim Shat, if they're chalukim b'tamam, that would be the difference between two men. I translate tamam in there. Thank you. As opposed to marisom, the fact that one is white and one is schwarz, that per se is not sufficient. I don't think to make two men. In order to make two men, the tam has to be different. It has to be a different, what do you call it, bouquet? A different bouquet that the item has. But I'm only saying all this again. That the Ikar Mitzvah, as we mentioned the other day, is Matan Sev Yomim. Once you try to be Marveh, Matan Sev Yomim, to the extent that one can, that's really the ideal, that one should try to be Matapu. And I just mentioned one last thing, and that is the, you have to, this is a Gansa Tol, that I have people surround me with, tell me all these Kiddushim that I'm very always disbelieved from. Namely, there's a Svavisha guy who sends me every year, he sends me Mishloach Manos. But he always sends it in two separate kelim. Why? So he told me that the Ben Ish Chai, he has also Shtikl Torah. He writes to me every year the same Shtikl Torah for the Ben Ish Chai. So he sent me the Ben Ish Chai. I'm very friendly with him. I did him once a big favor, and so he, ever since then, I get Mishloach Manos in two separate kelim. Ben Ish Chai held that Ben Ish Chai. You heard him? Ben Ish Chai held that. If you put it in one kli, it's all, the kli is mitzarfan, it's one mana. Psaka is Ben Ish Chai. There's a raya they bring from a Gemara on Shabbos, by Chardal. The Sukkot of Chardal, I forgot now, I don't remember all the Sukkot in Shabbos. The Gemara says, I have a kupa of Leah Chardal. I have a kupa that's full of, when we need it, you're not here. Anyway, so we have a kupa full of Chardal. What's a Chardal? Mustard.
I already did that too
with me. Very good. So
mustard seeds.
Egged kli, shmei egged, lav shmei egged. That's all sugar with them.
Mustard.
Mustard, yes, it's on them. There's a question. Well, what about, I asked him if I had another guy, also a Sfarshi guy, also sends me. But what he does, he divides the kli into two compartments. So Mela sends the two compartments, not a violation of Enish Chai. I am surrounded by all these people. I don't think Mikra Adin, it's required that you can send in one kli and push it. And what the author of this Chiddush, I think he quotes the Torah of the Shema. You know that fellow? Torah of the Shema from the Gedolei Achronim. A lot of Gedolei Achronim that we don't even know about. But someone sent me a fish with a omelet on top of it. Like with a
chavita.
Chavita, yeah, that's what I'm sure the chavita is. But it's a fish and it has on top of it this omelet kind of, what's it called again? Pan of tuchot bebeitza. How do you translate that to English?
It's inside out.
But it's a fried fish, and it has like, you put an omelet on top of the fish. Is that called tuminim? What's
the name? Why not? Fish
meals. Why not?
It would seem to me, you're saying why not? Yeah.
It's an egg and a fish.
Shiva gets gourmet meals.
Shiva probably gets a million.
I get a lot of mishlach. We get hundreds of mishlach manos.
My
wife feels the need to give them back. And I
to every single person?
Yeah, no, we can't. Not possible. It's in and out of our house. We have two types of people coming in. Hundreds of aniyim come to my house. Aniyim, aniyim. I don't have enough money to supply them with all their needs, unfortunately.
What's this year? What's the amount to give to
aniyim? I can't answer that question right now. But it would seem that what you said is probably correct. I mean, if a kli, I know. What's the issue with dago beis shalom? Is that 1 minute or 2 minutes? They say it's 2 minutes. They say it's fine. What do you say? Rabbi Goshen, okay, nice to have Rabbi Goshen just passing the shalom. So now to take care of it.
What's
the dog and the omelet on top of it? What do you say, Rabbi Max? You missed the whole discussion.
Anyway, it can be on top. What about spaghetti and meatballs? If you have like a plate with spaghetti
and
meatballs on top,
it's
a donut. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter the process.
No,
I'm saying
it's
obviously two different meats.
It's irrelevant, I told you.
It's
one dish.
About
one
dish.
Correct, one dish.
Chicken soup would be a nice shiloh.
That's a good shot.
You know, you have carrot too. You have celery.
I don't know, people don't send me chicken soup. That's not true. They do send me soup in Quebec. I get that too. I don't know, my wife shows me all these things that later on you can.
Is there a Shiva? Is there a Shiva Pleshed their kashrus? Does it eat?
I'm not Pleshed their kashrus. The last thing they just don't like, so we don't eat them.
Give
it out.
To whom? The onion?
Come on, give it out to members of my family. I have a lot of mishpacha living in
the
Shiva,
I have a question.
The German.
Do we have to wear. What's the Indian of wearing costumes? We should be wearing Shabbos clothes, but what's the, like. When should we wear costumes?
Answer that question on the Ragalach question. It requires a lot more discussion. I only know one thing. There are people who dress like members of the opposite sex, where I can't recognize them. It's a problem. It's called the Salav and Chumash. But other than that.
Mavis Das.
What?
Mavis Das.
Not Mavis Das. It's called Lohia. So that's essentially.
That's only if you're unrecognizable? I thought if you just found her a skirt, it's Begadisha.
No, that's not correct.
Really?
You can recognize the sex of the person. There's no question of it. That's what it says in Shach and Bach and Taz, if you don't mind.
That's right.
Anyway, all the Achrayim say that very clearly. The only time is that sometimes the people dress mamish where I can't recognize. For example, I told you about the other day, about that music. So maybe you can recognize that it's verbal music and not instrumental music, a cappella. But I can't. I can't tell the difference between that. Rav Shlomo Miller told me it's also. In the 3 weeks, so I follow his talk. He's one of the Dolei Ador. Never heard of him, but he's one of the Dolei Ador. Okay. I want to learn the Texas. Okay, anything else? In general, I'm basically costume every day of the year. So it's not important every day of the year.
What is Rosh Hashanah dress up as? I'll wait to see.
You will not wait to see, because you will never see anything.
Rosh Hashanah doesn't dress up.
I dress the way I'm dressed right now, in a suit, and that's it. A tie and shirt.
I
have a former shul. No, I don't put on a sugi kippa. I keep it. My cousin kippa. I don't change anything. One time, my wife has we have a massive portrait in my house of someone put one of those Murim hash on me. Shreimels. So they have a picture of me. They're massive. Other than that, I'm very, very.
She was low key.
Very low key. I'm not an exotic person, even though
I
seem to you to be exotic. I'm not exotic at all. And I'm not into any of this. I'm a terrible, terrible, dry.
We should be wearing Shabbos clothes or Shiva.
What?
Shabbos clothes.
That's what I do.
Should we go to the mikvah on Shabbos on Purim morning?
I do not. I do not. I'm not of your caliber. I wish I were, but I'm not.
Isn't
there a
Ma?
You go to the Mishnah? Well, you answer the Mishnah, the Ma Ayom. Could I see your Shulchan Aruch? I'd love to see it. You show
me
that
inside before I have to find it again.
You show me that Mechaber, the Sheikh will be here.
My man.
Go. I've seen it before.
Rabbi Goldschmidt. He has a Mechaber that says, you go to the Mikra and pour him on.
I imagine
he's going to
Eric Burham.
There's
the
doctor
who
will
go, but
it's not Shulchan
Aruch.
I'm not as familiar with Shulchan Aruch as you are.
I'm not familiar at all with
I do learn a little more Shulchan Aruch here and there.
I have not
as much as you. And obviously, I'm not as young as you are, so therefore that's probably why I don't have all the qualities that you have. Okay. Now, I want to hear. How have you heard of Abraham? Remember the Gemara quote in the Brisa that the Brisa said, I made you get the Sinah, maybe it's a sell. The second Brisa said, maybe you get the Kutzaret, is a Stira. In the two Brises, Abirmi said, there's no Stira. One goes according to Abi Huda, one goes according to Abaran. That's the Mishnah that we saw yesterday, Afar Kutzaret, that comes to Sinah, to Eretz Yisrael. Where is the Sinah? The Sinah is now in the territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi said, they sowed. Sowed means not so as in Tfira, S-E-W, but rather so, S-O-W, which of course refers to S-U, what did you say?
Sewing.
It's Zeroa versus Kofax.
With an E.
Sewing, which is spelled?
S-E-W.
S-E-W. Is that how you spell sewing?
Yeah. No,
S-O-W.
No,
that's
S-O-W.
S-O-W is
Tfira.
That's Tfira. Sewing is with an E.
So sewing is with an E, thank God. We make some progress here. We've come to Trump God, that's good. Anyway, so sewing is with three rows with an E, and the other sewing is Ria, is with an O, S-O-W-I-N-G. I think I did tell you, I just said this already a few times, you didn't hear what I said. Rabbi Soloveitchik did not use, as I explained to you, any rishrash. He didn't use rishrash.
Zippers.
He didn't use zippers on Shabbos because the shadow of Tofer. Briskers are out of their...
That's very bothersome.
Yeah, out of their minds.
He had
buttons on his pants, buttons on his trousers, and you... I remember the first time I encountered that, I asked...
How did Rashi know this?
I prefer not to discuss it. I would not be so polite.
I didn't mean to...
I used to follow Rabbi Soloveitchik. I to the extent that I could. He was much harder to do that which I do to others. Namely, I stalked him. I saw everything he did. Every single little bit. I followed, I'm talking from the age of 13, 14 years old. I stalked Rabbi Yisrael. And I stalked him immensely. I spent 13, 14 years in Boston and New York with him. And actually, I wanted to be one of the Shamashim, but I couldn't get that job. I was not, there were two or three bulldozers who took the jobs and I couldn't get past that. Anyway,
Rashi is a bulldozer.
I had my own bulldozing qualities, but somehow I couldn't do that. But I saw many, many years ago, he wore, I don't want to even say the word. Do I have to say it, Rabbi Goldschmidt? They call it on the fly. Anyway, so the, didn't catch what I said.
A zipper?
Zipper.
Yeah.
He had no zipper.
A button fly.
But who wears a button fly? We have zippers in the world.
I used to have pants.
They were the most.
You wore pants ever in your life with buttons.
I have
a lot of pairs of jeans.
Jeans have buttons like that on the fly.
Sometimes
jeans have.
Okay. Anyway,
I've never seen slacks with that.
The reason why it's like, yeah, because of shots. No zippers.
My grandmother says.
No zippers. I've never heard something. What's wrong with a zipper? So they looked at me, the brisket. What do you mean, Tarifan? What's with you? I said, that's called the Tzvir Shakayama. That's not Tzvir Shakayama. You pull it up and down because of the sex. Mishnah and Shabbos. The core Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Malachto Miskayemis. Okay, now the question is, what's called Miskayemis? Each Malacha, 1 second, each Malacha has its own shear for Miskayemis. As you know, by Kesher has one Miskayemis. For example, you know what they did in Boston? Ho-ho, even better. You know the briskets with the gantle, with the glila. They don't use none of the stuff that we do. What are they worried about? Teifer. What are they worried about? Kosher.
It's very
worried
fair.
About everything. So they, what do they do? They tuck it in.
Yeah.
Like around, like the wimples, like your German wimples.
Yeah.
So the wimple. Whether the wimple round and round and round, and then they tuck it in.
It is, it's for sure a ulcer.
Oh boy!
Not like a clip.
Hear the statement we just said?
No, I know. I'm saying if you're gonna tie one knot is
they have today buckles. They have, yeah, today, yeah. They have to, let's say if you make what's called a one, how do they call it in English? A bow.
Single loop.
Well, the bow, it's going to last for a week, and then they're going to be mounted.
That
wasn't
good.
So the rub, the wrist is on the it's not posher than it's posher, that you may say it like this, like that. Slap your finger. If they're not posher, Klal Yisrael does it.
Why is it okay?
Now Klal Yisrael is in a better situation we have today, Velcro. Which also is not hard to look because the briskers don't, I'm not certain how that either. But Velcro, the fee robot poskin, is not a problem. Not going to tell you, not going to tell you the future of Ayoma, not often this guy is. I'm just telling you different positions, different issues. But anyway, I saw right away from our salvation that this man is not a man of the.
What's
the world order?
Who would say it's okay for the for like when you're actually tying a bow?
Are you aware of the machlokes of the Chabram or the Rosh and the Hamna? The machlokes of
Shimon. She has a different Shulchan Aruch.
We have different Shulchan Aruch. You have a Shulchan Aruch, then you go to Mikvah and pour it. Okay, what am I going to do?
Shulchan Aruch has to come to Shiva.
I hope it comes today.
Amen.
In the next 5 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. And Imam Ben Mula Shleima, we have so many problems and so many tzaras, but I'm not, I hope we have to resolve these problems and resolve these tzaras by doing things seicheldik. I was accosted by three of your distinguished, or as someone here, Sean Alston calls him, three of your extinguished rabbis. I told him this word extinguished and distinguished. He calls him extinguished. Yeah, I want to say
that.
So they accosted me just now. Three of your colleagues are Rav Goldschmidt Shlita, also one of the beloved rabbis. We have only beloved rabbis here. And the issue, of course, was the WZO. I came down to basically to do two things, get some notes on the board, but also use the washer. That's all I wanted, very simply. And I ended up with these three, and I told, okay, let's go to Texas. So what's the issue? The cash is pushing. And in order to, what does it mean, Karkor Samayim? Where are we talking about? Where the Sfina is where? The Sfina is in Eretz Yisrael.
In
the territorial, what? In the Naharos of Eretz Yisrael. Territorial wars of Eretz Yisrael. They asked me yesterday, how do you determine what it is? What is it? I can't answer that question. And they sowed in the Sfina, and it grew. Yechai v'mais and Shriyas, but only, of course, Gosheshes, so you have Mahon Sadoim. According to Tanakami, even in Sfina Gosheshes, Yechai v'mais and Shriyas, Eretz Yisrael, that's the town of the Braisa, Kevei v'Eretz Yisrael, going to Behuda. When it's not Gosheshes, you're Potter, in Chutzar, and that's the Braisa that says Kevei v'Chutzar. In fact, it says, I've got the Karkos, Samayim, Havim, Keretz Yisrael. Gara Hocham, Mim, Vlos, De La'el. As you know, that the Sfina itself is considered to be like Muvlat. They show me the picture. Pac-Man. Wow. I don't know what Pac-Man was my life until yesterday. And who shows me? Daniel. Show me Pac-Man, which has that like in, it's like that piece that's invented.
Yeah,
I don't know what the what's about.
I'm sure Pac-Man wasn't big when Yoshiba was a kid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Video games?
But Pac-Man's
Yoshiba ever played video games?
Older than Yoshiba, probably.
Yeah.
I did play one game.
Pool.
The clicking things on the side.
Yeah, clicking things. Pinball. So the pinball, or the thing that you try to get the ball into a little thing into certain quarters here. That's about the extent of it. My father was all Beatles, man, Beatles, Taylor. He couldn't deal with any of this stuff. No, he didn't go for it. So I don't go for that. What am I supposed to do? I did play. I was a normal kid. I played baseball, basketball, football.
Ooh.
Dodgeball, punchball,
stickball,
right? Thank you. All that I played.
Soccer
I didn't play. It's not my thing. But I didn't do anything else. I didn't go to movies. I didn't go to TV. None of this stuff. I went to the zoo every Shabbos or the botanical gardens to see the flora and the fauna, and to learn about the histology and biology and botany and who knows what. To the natural museums and natural history.
What about the life?
A little about the world and the Hirli Shul, the Rakil Kishul, the Adon, like Shmuel. Anyway, so Kakor is the line of the Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the Sfina is a Muvlas. The Sfina is a Pac Man. Is that the way to say it? The Sfina is a Pac Man in Eretz Yisrael. But the Kak itself is the Eretz Yisrael, the Kak of the Nord. And all the Tanoim in our Mishnah, except for Rabbalaz, I think, they patted by Muvlas. So what's the reason to be a Chayim in the Sfina? That's the Kasha. So what it takes to say? Gara Hochem Muvlas the Ale. It's worse. Why is it worse than the Muvlash of the Ale? Why?
Because it's actually an Eretz Yisrael.
Correct, exactly. Because according to them, their Muvlash, the Kakor Sanor, is certainly, even though Tesla doesn't really say what the Tam is, He doesn't tell you what you said. But yeah, but it's partial like that.
It's partial.
Okay. You can tell me now. Let's read further.
What's the Pac-Man muscle? I don't understand the Pac-Man.
Because it's the shape. It's
like imagine like
the
on the mouth.
Imagine
the dot inside of the mouth.
Yeah,
that was a mouth you showed me, wasn't it, Daniel?
Yeah.
What did they do? They just go like this. They eat them.
They
eat you
gobble
up.
Off the dots.
They what?
They gobble
before the ghosts,
the
before the ghosts eat them.
What did they gobble up?
The little dots. That's you have to. The whole board is filled with like these little like
so they,
things,
dots.
And they have to like
gobble.
Eat all
letters
of
Torah.
That's
Torah.
That's
Torah. What's to tell us of all that? I don't see what they tell us of all that.
It is man.
Bim Tayma, man in debt, Eitzel Meiser. What's the connection between the Get to Chiyah the Maisa. What's the connection between Amir of Anachon and Akhtar? The Chiyah Maisa. Taisa says, Otama, maybe get Balir or Sir Yechashi Gregor Chutzaretz. Anyone will think that's correct? Come on. Anyone will think that you bring a get Baliyah. What is an Aliyah? That's an attic. I think it's translated as an attic. And Eretz Yisrael, that should be called like a Gregor Chutzaretz. Why? They should offer Shamaba with Chutzaretz upon him in Maisa? Certainly not. What does that mean? Just like Ayuchai before Anachon in the attic? In the Aliyah? No. Even though you're part of my century, you still too, you should be chayv and svina. Pasha kasha. Now, here's the problem with the answer.
Hey,
Rishi,
how did you explain that? Yeah.
The kasha is the most question, the taste of the question, what's the connection between b'fana nechtam and get the gabi chiyav meister? The b'fana nechtam is not connected to the place where the chayv and meister. The rai is. Some of the reasons again in Eretz Yisrael on the second floor, on the third floor, or whatever attic is over there, certainly is putter from saying when I lift up. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's in Eretz Yisrael. So, and even though if you bring offer, it's over there on the second floor, you'd be putter on my side. So, my question.
Yeah. Meaning that when it comes to
Aliyah,
there's no
shaykh
between get and Meister.
Exactly. Zero shaykh.
How in the world can
Exactly. What's the correlation? Doesn't make any sense, the correlation. Literally, without any rationale, without any logic. And the Lashon Tosfos sees that. Okay, so now the question is, what's the answer? And that is where things get a little sticky. The end may read, the low dummy. Why? Basically, the Rebbe says, don't be a dummy. There's no comparison. That's how my Rebbe, in fourth grade, translated the Lashon of dummy. I've not forgotten. Don't be a dummy.
Can you translate
that? Zaynish bin dummy. So I thought it meant, low dummy, don't be a dummy. Until I realized, low dummy, there's no comparison. But that's what he was trying to tell us. Name the Aliyah, the attic, Kakasha Tafteh Bazriyahi. What does that mean? The karka under the building is capable of what? Of being sown, of planting. And if someone is zorei over there, would you be chayv meiser?
Yes.
Shriyas of course.
Yes.
1 second. It's clear that mokum is Eretz Yisrael. However,
so we're not end of it.
Mashenke, see, 1 second. 1 second. Discuss in 1 second. Mashenke misvina. There's no possibility of being zorei in the karka should be tachad asvina. Sowing in the area of the karka under the sfina is not possible. So if someone who's aware of his sfina is a miser, then obviously that mokum is considered to be like chutzaretz. What is Taisa says? Please explain what this Taisa says. Daniel, you seem to know what this Taisa says better than anybody else here.
I don't know.
So maybe explain it to me.
If it's a,
I'm asking you to explain the Taisa. What does it say?
If it's a bar sfina, then
what was it? Mother, say it clearly that I can understand it. Someone like me is a silly, dirty fella, wants to understand what Taisa says. I don't understand what he says. I'm not sure what he says. Tell me.
If it's a bar sphere, meaning that it is a place where under it can grow plants, then if
under
that's
where?
Under wherever it is. If it's in the attic, if it's in it, wherever it is. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, then it's chayav meiser shvi'ah, even if it's 3 floors up, because it's getting its nutrients from the ground. But if it's...
I don't understand.
What does that mean?
Is this aliyah not connected to the karka of Eretz Yisrael?
It is.
It is. And therefore?
And therefore it's chayav meiser shvi'ah.
Continue. Masha enkin b'sfina.
But the sfina that you can't plant, you can't go down with seeds and plant in the water, it's not going to work. Meaning, it's not a bar tzuria. It's not a place where you can plant.
And therefore,
it's not getting its. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Maaser Shvi'is, because it's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael.
Well, what does Tosfos have to say that the karka underneath is bar tzuria? What does he have to say that for? If there's yinika for the karka, assuming there's some.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like, yinika means that. Tosfos does not express it that way. He says that karka shetachtera bar tzuria. Since the karka underneath the aliyah is where the tzuria, therefore that which you sow in the aliyah is going to be chayav maaser. And therefore there's no distinction between the get and dinei maaser. But again, I'm asking, if there's yinika from the karka and this aliyah, who needs to say that you're chayav because it's bar tzuria? I don't know what.
Who became your
fire? So is it the Yanika? Are you getting Yanika when there's water? Is there the Yanika when there's water as a hefsek?
I mean, you're saying that the reason why this aliyah has a din of Eretz Yisrael because of the karka shemitachter. That's what Gabe is saying. The karka shemitachter. One second. Let me just say what he's saying. Because of the karka shemitachter, as well as we are, therefore the aliyah itself has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Masha enkem bisvina, shein hakarka mitachas lamayim roi lizriya. And the other Tosfos says, because what prevents the zriya? The water. You can't do zriya over there. There's water. So since there's water over there, that's why it's not considered to be Eretz Yisrael.
But why is Bishesh
and Chayim? That's what he's saying, pshat, in this Tosfos. Who says this pshat in the Tosfos? The Mashal. Mashal Klaw said this is the pshat, and he reads it into Lashon. Before you speak, before you get, it's not a pshat, Tosfos. I'll get to one second. But Tosfos simply says that the reason why something is considered to be Eretz Yisrael, because beneath the aliyah, there's karka, which is a bar tzuria, and therefore that's called Eretz Yisrael. The Sfina has water underneath. It's not roi lizriya. Since it's not roi lizriya, that's not called Eretz Yisrael. That's poshit, pshat, in Tosfos. That's what the Marsha says over here. You don't believe me, you don't look at the Marsha, but I do. But however, that is not the only pshat that's in the Tosfos. And I'll tell you why I have difficulty with the pshat in a second. I'll tell you. Go ahead, speak.
I'm very bothered by the fact that by Sfina, it's not a bar tzuria because there's mayim, right?
Mayim beneath the Sfina.
Mayim beneath the Sfina.
Exactly.
What's under us right now?
Wait a minute, under this floor?
Yeah. There's probably...
Where are we on the second floor?
Probably a bunch of air in the base medrash, like in between the floor and the ceiling in the base medrash. It's not like there's dirt right under us right now. If I'm in the aliyah, that means that there's floors under me. It's not that it's all solid...
No, the point is the ground under it. You can't plant it.
Down right
you're
now,
not swimming.
Another
if you swim to the bottom of the ocean, you can't plant an apple tree.
What Jonah's saying is different.
The land, it doesn't matter the space. It matters if the land is on the ground.
If it's a sheshet, that doesn't change the fact that it's
not. No, what I'm saying, you can plant in the...
You still can't plant
in the
bottom of the ocean.
How many? If I plant an apple seed in the bottom of the ocean, it's going to grow?
Maybe not an apple seed, but like a lily pad plant. Yeah.
There's no lily pad
plant.
There are weeds.
You can't plant in the water.
There's plants that they're connected to the ground.
I think that's what
there's
it's referring
plants
to.
There's plants in the ocean.
I don't think anything you could take micer from.
Okay.
You can't plant in the
also,
water.
Also, no one
didn't say,
no one like swims to the
bar tzuria. Bar tzuria able to be planted.
Regarding micer.
It says bar tzuria.
Obviously, we're talking about shrooms and micers.
So if I can plant...
If you can plant an apple tree,
it's like,
then it's considered a bar tzuria.
If I make an edible plant that I can be planting in the bottom of the ocean, is that chayav in terms of bar tzuria?
It's about making it on that land. It's
seaweed.
You're taking soil from chutz aretz and.
Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Yes.
If I'm in the Sfina, it's not a bar tzuria under me because there's water being mafsik.
That's what Tosfos says.
So right now, I'm standing in the aliyah and Eretz Yisrael. Correct?
Yeah.
If I drill down right now, am I going to be in soil? No. There's going to be a huge hole straight and I'm going to fall down to the base medrash.
It's not about the hefsek.
20 feet of air.
It's about the hefsek.
If you're able, physically able to be...
The word yinika is not the same. That's exactly what bothers me. I want to give an example.
What is yinika?
Okay, one second. You don't believe, none of you believe in looking at Achrayim, which is very good. That's a very admirable quality. First, I want to show you the Marsha. Can you look at the Marsha for 1 second, please, if you don't mind?
Why are we saying Chai Meiser?
I'm coming from
here.
By the way, when he says Chai Meiser, what is he talking about? Which is, what, where is
Chai Meiser?
That's in the attic.
I want to
know. It's boy. It's boy.
It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy. But what happened behind Bob Movie Base? The Marshallia design company? And this Gavar?
The Mad Gavar Memorial Lots of Noko?
Here's the Otis.
Wait, I'll start the Ramas.
Maybe I made a mistake. Oh,
that's
the wrong one.
There's
no Marshallia?
Big Morris says there's a difference.
I thought there was a Marshallia, and the Marshallia is found probably in the next season.
Maybe I'll start. Yeah,
the Star
Shiva.
Maybe
I'll start. What
about
it?
I don't see the Marshall. Another one of these people. Mamshiv is right next to the Marshaw, not far from the Marshaw. I went looking because I wasn't sure. I'll tell you what bothers me in the session in 1 second. But and after Zayin Beis in the Mamshiv. Mamshiv was one of the famous. This is not the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik. These are two different people.
The Maram under the Marshaw as well.
That's the Maram Lublin. Anyway, but this is the Maram Shif. So he writes over here.
Which one?
On Daf.
Yeah.
Shamadim Mefarshim. Did I read the right one? No, I didn't. 1 second. Where's Zion of the Base?
Kasha, don't
worry.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, but here it is. Divaras Ho. Aguma, he says here. I don't know what he wants either. Let me read the right one. I want to make sure.
I think he says
here. You have that? Agu the brisa the maybe the brisa that brings the law the hakap sheet that they mock of action the laws in the nice man chashmeni now agu the maybe get besvina yeshov the leman dilma hamayim mitzal atman viapa ofer she tachtav in lo dinar to sell kidu kimnu al nachma yitzak the kalom. What does he say?
Just the first part.
We have the first part. I don't know what he's saying. I just know the bottom line.
It's not
Dilma Hamayim Mitzal Atzmon, the Ava Ofer Shetaktov Engel Din Eretz Yisrael. The Mayim itself and the offer beneath the Mayim has no Din Eretz Yisrael. Kidu Kimna Rav Nachum Ba Yitzchak. What does he say? What's Bill's deal? Let me just once again. What's the Pashup Shat in this thesis? I thought what Gabe said was correct. Let me just explain to you again. The Pashup Shat I thought is that the Karka. Since the karka shetachas ha'aliyah is royal lizria, therefore that which I'm zoreah ba'aliyah is chayv v'maaser. That's what
Jesus said.
Masha enkein besvina, where there you have, as I said, offhand, mayim mitachas, even though Yosef was giving us a dramatic description of what's beneath this floor, all the air and the light. Here you have mayim mitachas ha'svina, it's not royal lizria, and therefore it's not called Eretz Yisrael. Now, I have a problem with all this, because I thought that the issue of whether something is Eretz Yisrael or not, I think I told you yesterday, is totally on one number one, Yanika. Well, number two is the Mechub of the Kaka, not Mechub of the Kaka. Those are the two criteria.
Where is that found?
Mishnah is all of joy. I'm going to get to a lot of them. But I'm just asking simply that when Tosfos says here, Roy Lizchayim Lizria, or Roy Lizchayim Lemaiser, what's he talking about? The Kaka, Mitachas Aliyah? Or he's talking about the Aliyah itself? Why does the Aliyah have a din of Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Karka Tachta. Isn't that what he's saying? Yeah. Because of the earth underneath the Aliyah, therefore the Aliyah itself is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. And when it says Roy Lishchai B'maisa, what is he talking about? What's Roy Lishchai B'maisa? Is he talking about the Karka, Shataraz Aliyah, or talking about the Aliyah?
No.
I thought the Karka.
The Karka, Shataraz Aliyah, I think you're right. He said that the Kavan is the Karka, Shataraz Aliyah. So the Aliyah has a din of Eretz Yisrael because of the Karka, Shemi Tachta. That's what I thought Gabe was saying. Because there's water that prevents Zriya from taking place.
So go
and therefore, that's why it has no din of Eretz Yisrael.
Why does Goshesha change anything? Even if it's touching the ground.
Goshesha, apparently, I imagine, again,
it's not Bar Zriya.
No, that touch it, but he doesn't get the key of the way Tosfos seems to present it is karka mitachas la item, whatever the item is. So now let's take a look at the Goshesha. What does Goshesha mean? where Rashi learns. Rashi learns Gosheshes, that is Munachas Bekarka.
That's
Mechuber.
Mechuber.
It's almost Mechuber. Koshkin does Yenika. Obviously. Koshkin does Yenika. I'm not a Koshkin, but the water is not deep, and therefore it's Mayim Redunim. Mechashesh Bekarka is Mechuber Bekarka. It's actually connected to the ground.
What does it do to get
down? So what Tezis says, does it make sense? I think it does.
Yeah.
I don't see what your problem is. You gave this whole lecture about drilling the hole in the wall here, or in the ceiling here, and got this air downstairs. There's also other things, like the wall, like preventing from, there's a Hesek, a lot of Hesekers over here. And
it's not about the Hesek. So I'm saying, how can you say Yenika?
By the way, that's what I want to get to. How come Tyson doesn't introduce here the issue of Yenika?
Right? If I have a flower pot in this room,
that's what he's talking about.
If I have a flower pot in this room, because what is it, my kesher with the ground all the way under the... There's no Yenika.
Tez does not mention the word Yenika. Not even mentioned yet. Yes, what do you want to say?
Some people were relying on the Yenika.
Yenika is a very nice shot. I think Tez is saying, I thought Tez is saying, in the end as well, that the shadow of Tez is how can you compare get to Isaac?
Right, that was the issue.
And so Tez is saying, the Gabe and Aliyah is absolutely no comparison.
Why?
Correct. Meaning, if you brought dirt from Chutzaret, you planted it on top in the Aliyah, you're talking about Pachim from Isaac. Why is that unique? The answer is, I think what the text is saying is because it's Royal Israel. And Royal Israel, I understood, meant that anytime you're in a location that is above a place that you can be Zaria, so then it's a unique Shiloh that has to do with Zaria. The reason why you're Pachim is because you're on top, even though you're on top of dirt, where it's still, the Maisa, you're using dirt, puts earth in an Aliyah. The Mela, it has to do with the Zaria Shiloh, and therefore that has no influence on Get. No shaitas to get. Rasha Enkin, that was, I thought was the reason you answered, Dilodom and Aliyah, the Tarkish Tapas Bar is really, Aliyah is Chavi Meister, meaning there you'd be Royal is Chavi Meister, if you, let's say you use third Baron Stroh, but you use third Chotar as a Taka Potter, which is, Rasha Enkin is Sphira, by Sphira automatically, it's not a Bar Sphira. But Melee has no shaitas, as they wanted to point out earlier, there's no shaitas to this Shiloh Sphira. Once in the Shiloh Sphira, so then getting nicer, essentially, no pun intended, in the same boat. Because Lemaisa, it's about where it's a territorial shaila. It's not a Zriya shaila. By an Aliyah, it's a Zriya shaila. You're using dirt from Chutzaret. So imagine you're part of Lemaisa.
But it's not Royal Zriya.
Therefore, it's not a Zriya shaila. Once it's not a Zriya shaila, then Meiser and Get are on the same boat.
The problem with that is, I think this is the correct problem. You say, I think I'm agreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. However, there's a text that box is not good.
But this is also in the first half of the meter. Okay, but the issue is the Sfina Gosheshes, that's what he just said. Oh, so it's the next step. So that's what Taisis here on the bottom talks about. The Sfina Gosheshes, even though it's not the Kuba, one second, I think it is correct. The Sfina is not the Kuba, and because of the Kli and not Chai and the Meiser.
And the somehow Tesis here says that it still has a Shemir as Yisrael. Allah Mokam. That's what he writes in this Tesis on the bottom of the page by Otzit Mokam. Okay, maybe we should learn the Tesis.
That's the next step.
Okay.
So I think the more I started off, how will we start this conversation?
Okay.
How can you compare Meiser and get no Shaihas? Right. So the Tesis says, finally, you're absolutely right. There's none of
the Shaihas. Right. By Sfina, good.
Right.
But the Pshat in the Sfina is what Gabe said a few moments ago, that since the Karka, Mitachas Asfina, or the Mayim is Mafsik, the way I learned. That there's Mayim Mitachas Asfina, that's Mafsik, there's no possibility of being Zorea. And they love, that's what you're saying.
That's what makes it love
right here.
He wants to say that when you're over on top of a bar, Zorea, the Shana is what dirt are you using? Are you using dirt plus or it's similarly you can be bought from Isaac? About what they're using, not the shaitas again. But actually, any case, when you're by a sea, which is not by a Zriya, the shaitas is where are you? That's not a Zriya. Once you're by a boat, it's not by a Zriya, the shaitas is not what dirt you're using. The shaitas is where are you? Are you near a Zriya or your Chutzal?
Okay, that's what Tezis says. Okay, good. Fine, I like that. Good. Now we're going to Tezis of Otzis Nokim. Now this Tezis is really much more complicated. So Tezis says here, Otzis Nokim appears because this. Again, you have to be cognizant of the Rashi that we actually read part of it. Didn't read the whole thing. So as it says here, Kirshba Kudris, Otzitz Nakul, the Sfina of the El Shachar, the Sfina of the Nakul, the Mois of Menachas Mekaka. What does that mean? That we're talking about It's Bina Shalcheres. I mean, let's just talk about Tessus, okay? The one below. Not, I skipped on Rabbi Yehuda Masai. You know, do you mind? Hello?
Me?
Yeah.
I said earthenware.
Earthenware. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Yeah, anyway, so the Kli Shalcheres, of course, is earthenware, obviously. And therefore, he says, Ve'en Tzirul Ninokim. It must have not been the Karka. That means the Menachas. Now, we didn't look at that Gemara, actually. But the truth is, the Gemara Menachas on the Pedalid. So the Gemara talks about there the issue of Otzitz, Nokuv, Hamunach, Agav, Yisedis, which we also have in our Gemara, four lines in the bottom. Because I have a plant that's where it's on stilts. And I mean, Ahuz, Abu Abonin. They say, Afar Chutzar, Tzabob, Esfina, Lerz Yisrael. So what's the din? If the Esfina is Eno Gosheshes, it's not in contact with the, and water is separating between the Karka and the Ofer. You're going to be Chayev. Just like the Chacham say, Chai ba'afar chutzaretz, who is coming to Eretz Yisrael b'sfina, even though it's not kosheshes, and the mind is mafrid in the kark of the offer, so too, b'otz agav yisedos, even though the avir is mafrid between the kark and the offer, the airspace is mafrid, b'cholzah, what's the din? It's called munach al karka. That's according to whom Chacham. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, no, he patters when the sfina is in the kosheshes. If it's not connected, your potter. So too, Otzis Agabi Yisedus is potter. Why? That's because right. If there's Mayim or Avir, that's Mafrid, it's not connected. Here?
That's in Rava.
Yeah, I'm talking about Rava actually, as we'll see in a moment. It's very important to really, we have to get things straight before we learn the Tesis. And that would be helpful. Where is the term Mechayimi and Meiser and Shrias? Only if something is what? Grows in Eretz Yisrael, but it has to have Yenika from the Kark of Eretz Yisrael. Translate. Yeniko?
Nourishment.
Nourishment. It has to be sustained by the Kark of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Yonik, the Kark of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Chayim and Tumas and Isis. It's not Chayim and Shrias. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Chumash, Sodecha. Sodecha means what? Ad Masecha. I've got the exact. That means your what? Your field, your Adama. And something that grows in the Otzitz is not called Sodecha, it's not called Ad Masecha. Unless it's Yonig Menakaka, unless it derives its sustenance, correct. That's exactly what we're talking about. So now what we have to understand over here, if I have now offer that comes in a Sfina or in an Otzitz, then that's the middle ground that we're talking about. Are they Yonig Menakaka? That's the question. We have to see, are they Munach HaLakaka, the Yonig Menakaka? Is it called Munach HaLakaka? So we have to examine two things. Number one, the material that's made of, where they have the offer, can they create a situation where there's yinika, like klicheres. Klicheres, by definition, that's what Rashi said, is permeable. I said yesterday, a permeable, semi-permeable membrane, okay? So therefore it's penetrable. And there's yinika that can take place with the klicheres. Secondly, the otzitz, or the sfino, that already, obviously, is, depends if there are holes in there, not holes in there. But anyway, this is the question, is it called munach al gav karka or not munach al gav karka? So we have a machlokes of Abuna Chacham by Sina Lamayim. We have also a machlokes by Otzitz Ba'avir. I have this Otzitz that's found in the. I told you yesterday, because if you didn't believe me, I said you could have on the fourth floor a plant with Chayim and Shrias because the air somehow is able to carry the nutrients. Anyway, that's the Sugi Menachas. Now, somebody, should we look at the Gemara since you Xerox it? Boy, maybe we should look at it. I don't think I'm being fair to you in order to do the Tesis properly. I'm taking all the base. Here, you did the Gemara for me. Take a look at the Gemara here. Yeah, the Gemara Menachas is a very, very important Gemara. Aryeh, you're kind enough to do it, so why should I do it? On top of the page. Now, the Gemara is discussing... we're going to get stuck over here. I don't want to get stuck, I'm going to get stuck, okay?
Let's just do the daughter now.
Here's what I want to tell you. No, that's an easy way out, but the Gemara here discusses a number of different things. Bikurim. You know what it says in Bikurim, the Pashim Yisrael, the Gemara goes to Pasuk. The Lakach Neveresh is called Pri Adam Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha. What's the name of the Aretzacha?
Land.
The land, Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Chazal say, Shiva Saminim. And the Gemara has Machogs here, Avechon Reshokish. I'm summarizing the whole thing for you now. Machogs Avechon Reshokish. And the Gemara brings a steer and two brises. You just want to get to the easy part. Okay. Good.
Just to get back to that toast.
What does it say on the bottom?
Just keep track.
There's a steer and two brises.
It's not our main issue.
There's a steer and two brises over here. So I end up learning the whole thing at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you just get away with murder. Anyway, the steer of two brises, and the Gemara says here, one brises says, Shebegag, Shebechur, Shebeotzit, Shebesvina, maybe the Kare. You bring Bikurim, you say the Pasha. The other Pasha said, maybe they know Kare. The Stira. So the Gemara answers, no. Otzit on Otzit is no Stira. Kam in the Kuva, Kam in the Kuva. That's what Max just mentioned. What does it mean, Kam in the Kuva? The Tano says, you bring Bikurim, you say the Pasha. Otzit's not good. That's called the Otzitha. The other guy says, maybe they know Kare. Otzit Shenu Naku. What about Svina, Svina? Also no Kasha. Kam is Svina Shalez, Kam is Svina Shalez. What does that mean? When we say you bring Bikurim, Svina Shalez. Why? Because that is penetrable. Is that the right word? Somehow, the assumption is, Rashi says here in the Menachos, Svina Shalez, Rashi says, is Menate the Nikas Agidulim Akaka. I really don't understand much about this. Maybe this is your area, Max. Maybe
ID.
The difference between AIDS and Harris, I can't tell you much about
AIDS
this. It doesn't sound like to me like this is correct, but I'm not saying a word. The Gemara says that AIDS prevents Yenika from taking
place.
It does. We looked it up. We looked it up.
Okay. What?
The
Machlokes
are
made of Talmud Rashi. Yes, correct. But Rashi learns in our Sugya, Svino Shel Harris. And Otsis Menuka, Otsis Shalates, and that's the chiluk that the Gemara makes. Okay, now we can go and go say the Tosfos. Okay, we did. We got away with murder. That's what you want me to do. I did it. I went for the what it called, for the short way around, as opposed to doing things properly. They say there, you taught me well. Shas Olei Galachas. Back on the Tosfos now. Spiritual interest. The Sfina of the Le'ev. The Sfina of Machlokes Avinu Chacham is made of what? Shalcheres. Taisa says. It means it doesn't require a nekev, it's in the karka, but otzit shalates requires nekiva. If it's made out of wood, it requires a nekev.
Right.
Good. Vinire, so Taisa says, the rayoso, what is the whole raya that he brings? The rayoso is the kabbalas. The raya brings of Rashi, he says, the Gemara loves bedal on the base. The Omar, the Gemara says over there, tonachoda, shebegag, shebechu, shebesvina, shebe otzit beidu bekari. What does one rayoso say? If I have something, the gag, what does gag mean?
Roof.
On the roof. Next, Shebechurba. Story. You know from the Gemara Brachos. Rundown. Is wild and one down. What do you call it? What do you call it?
It's like a rundown little house.
Rundown little house, Churba, okay. The Gemara Brachos, the Churba, the beginning of Gimel. Next, after Churba, Shebechurba, maybe the Kurva. Tanya Edoch, maybe the Kurva. Mishami, Otsit, Otsit, Lokashi, Kamenoku, Kamashim, Lokum, Svina, Svina, Lokashi, Kamashalay, Kamashalay. This is all Rashi. The Gemara could have answered the Kasha differently. How could the Gemara have answered the Stira? Bisvina kam in the Kuba. The Gemara could have said kam shen in the Kuba. How could it have answered the Kasha Poshet? That in one case it's talking about what? Where there's a neke. Svina in the Kuba. The other case is Svina shen in the Kuba. The Gemara does not say that. Nichlau. What did we learn out from here? The Shalcheres. Afilin in the Kuba. Habik in the Kuba. You hear what he said?
Rashi.
That's correct. Yeah. I love it. So it's talking Rashi. So why did we answer what we did, namely Kamishalit, Kamishakaris, Vasa Shmina, here's the Kiddush. Vasa Shmina, Kiddush, Acher, Bisvina, Shen, Valtzitz. What does it come to teach you? That Cheres, even though it's not Manuka, what's the din? There's Yenika.
So you can bring like a Kavachomet to
Nakira. That's right. That's right. That's exactly correct. It means we're bringing you a Raya that's another Kiddush. That's the Kiddush here. I have a Svina. That the Espina, that's not an oxis together. It means the pshat is like this. The pshat is that really we should have, in effect, preferred the teretz that would explain the two brises between the shalcheres. But since the Gemara does not say that, because the cheres has no distinction whether it's menuka or not menuka, so you have two other possibilities. Are they both brises talking about shalates, and there's a chiluk between menuka and menuka? One brise talking about cheres, one brise talking about shalates, and the Gemara preferred the second teretz, namely. That b'shal cheres, even not menukav, it's yom no yonik. That's a kiddush. Cheres, even though it's not menukav, it's not perforated. What's it did? There's yonika. I went last night and asked my chaver, who's a professor of chemistry. I have a chaver, professor of chemistry over here. And he told me, milsa de pshita, that cheres, which is called in English China, is a semi-permeable membrane.
China.
More than eight. I told you, in my silliness and my ignorance, I'm an ignoramus in this area. It's not my area. I would have thought, what?
Yeah, you would have thought.
Tom disagrees.
Wood seems to have holes.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said. That's what I told the professor of chemistry. He told me, you're an Amoritz. I'm an Amoritz. Okay? I'm an Amoritz. Even though there are holes. Wood has holes in it, for goodness sakes. I'm like Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Right, you can read it down.
Why? Rabbi Tam disagrees.
Correct. He disagrees with Rabbi
Tam. Explain what?
So he gave me a whole chemical explanation.
What was it?
I do not know because I didn't understand it.
Spacing between the atoms.
By the way, that's what he told me. Now I don't know that area of chemistry is not my expertise. But I'll just read a little bit more of Lamour and Texas Via Mind, since you've probably read it already, I assume. The text said, what do you say? It makes sense?
Yeah, because what is it?
Can I use one more line? The Kasha Perusha. The Amalekam and Perusheni, the Gemara says, the Kasha Acharet Shal Otz is not good Kasha. What are we talking about? What are we writing on a get? I'm writing a get, that's what you refer to, Max. A get, and Otz is not good, Acharet is Kasha Mashma. The cheres boy the kiva. The cheres has to be perforated. The labachi my rebusa who v'nakum the tzvayim shem v'nakum. Otherwise, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of this din that they wrote it actually with the cheres rotsu v'nakum? The same din applies to the rotsu shem v'nakum. The man of gemina umashma nami another kasha and Rashi. The rotsu shal cheresu masha for Rashi, not like Rashi. The stam rotsu is made of cheres. Okay, so now we're going to read the Rashbam. That Ben Shmuel Ben Meir, that he brings a riot from an incident to Sefta. I guess we'll stop over here. But this is also very important to Sefta. And on this Tesis, we're going to be discussing Asach and Omnis. There's a lot of Omnis in this Tesis. I'll get to once we get to the end. Did you get to the end of the Tesis or not yet?
Almost. Not yet, almost.
Okay,
yes, Ben Meir.
Thank you so much, Rashba.
Thank you.